Sporty World Cup greetings, Muckbill.
Sporty World Cup greetings to you too, Sonny.
Muckbill, the Atlas Lions of Morocco are in Group F in Qatar, along with Canada, Croatia, and Belgium. And speaking of Belgium, Muckbill, I understand the youngest player on Morocco's World Cup team was born in Belgium. Can you tell us about that talented teenager and other players to watch for Morocco?
Sonny, as you mentioned, Bilal is an unbelievable talent at just 18 years old. To get the call to play on the biggest stage in the world shows how bright this kid's future is. We will see what the youngster will do in the midfielder position and maybe help the Atlas Lions push through the group. The choice of best player on this side, in my opinion, would be Achraf Hakimi. The PSG right wing will be a key to holding down the defense for the Moroccan side. Lastly, I'll have to put in the goalkeeper Yassine Bounou, who also plays for Seville and has been extremely efficient for the club and was awarded the Zamora Trophy.
Muckbill, Morocco will kick off its World Cup campaign on November 23rd when it plays Croatia, a finalist at the 2018 World Cup. How do you see that match and Morocco's chances against Belgium and Canada?
Sonny, I will have to say that Morocco finds themselves in another tough group, but all you can do is play your style and try to limit mistakes. As for Croatia's matchup, the obvious player to watch would be captain Luka Modric. Even at his age of 37, he still has a lot to offer his side with his experience and his play. The favorites in the group are Belgium, but Croatia is a close second and Canada is no slouch either. It'll be a fun group to watch nonetheless, Sonny.
Muckbill, what is Morocco's history at previous World Cups?
Sonny, the Atlas Lions have made it to the World Cup 6 times, starting in 1970, 1986, 1994, 1998, 2018, and this year, 2022. They've only made it out of the group stage one time in 1986, where they lost to West Germany 1-0. Hopefully, they'll have better luck this year.
Muckbill, like Tunisia, Morocco is an Arab-speaking country. Can that be to its advantage in terms of comfort and acclimating at the World Cup in Arab-speaking Qatar?
That's a very, very good question, Sonny. It all depends on what the players will find comfort in, I guess. If the environment can factor into it, then I'm sure it'll help them, but ultimately, they'll be playing on that pitch by themselves.
Muckbill, if we look at football in general in Morocco, the country has really been at the forefront in Africa recently, especially in the women's game. Morocco just hosted the 8-team CAF Women's Champions League, and in July, Morocco staged the Women's Africa Cup of Nations tournament. Morocco will also host the 2024 Women's Africa Cup of Nations. Muckbill, how important is a good performance by the Atlas Lions in Qatar to continued football development in Morocco?
Sonny, I feel like the Atlas Lions have been playing stellar football for years, but they don't always show that skill on a global level. I think they have a great shot at shocking this group, but it is important not to get ahead of themselves. They have to take it one half at a time and not think too far ahead. Playing each match as it is, I think that'll give them the best shot at success. Also, just making it to a World Cup where the likes of Italy are not in it is huge, regardless if they win their group or not. That's it from me, Sonny. Back to you.
Thanks, Muckbill. That's my VOA colleague, Muckbill Yabaro, speaking with us here in Washington.